We'll begin in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Leyland's Curse podcast. This is Sky Dragon as your host. We'll be discussing and exploring the Elsie universe Isaki has created for us to enjoy. There will be spoilers for episode 21 and most likely delete, so continue at your own risk. And thank you for joining us.
I have returned.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to introduce Lizzie Soul. Can you please introduce yourself, Lizzie?
I'm just a soul.
That's all you are?
I'm an anime weeb. An anime and a club.
Okay. So we're gonna start this podcast off with a summary of what's been happening in Leyland's Curse.
I'm gonna cry. Don't make me cry again, Sky. Don't make me cry after that episode.
I'm sorry, Lizzie. Okay, Lizzie, we're gonna play a game. First thing we're gonna start with is a game, okay? I need you to summarize episodes 0 all the way to 20 from LC in 2 minutes or under.
Say what? You're seriously gonna challenge me like that?
Yes, I am. Can you do that?
I'll try. Let me do something first.
You got this, Lizzie. Okay. Timer starts now.
I think I do it. I think I got it. Basically, episode 0 is just a woman going into this abandoned site, and then she looks into her camera and she sees a demon, and she falls to the ground, and then there's blood everywhere, and then what's it called? She almost dies, but then she tells the police, and then she fails, and then you see this little boy staring at the stars in the half moon, and you got a little doggo right there, and then he closes his book and he goes home, and his dog yawns, and you can see him walking, and then he yells his dog's name, aka Coco, and then he sees a broken camera, and that's where episode 0 ends. Now next episode, you see them running, and the boy's mom tells him that he's late and there isn't any food left because his friend ate it all and there's no more flan. And then Coco's being bisexual and he cries because I don't know. And then he like roast his mom and friend roast him, I think. And then and his friend, and then David's mom says, don't be stupid. It should be stupid protecting for him. And then she giggles, and then they go to upstairs and see, and they talk about aliens.
And second warning.
What the frig? And then screw it. I'm going all the way to episode 20. What? It's just a recap of delete, and then you see this giraffe person like about to eat Felix and possess David, and then Felix and David die, but then Felix is revived again, and then he's passing out, and then he remembers that his friends wanted to get kidnapped, and then he freaks out the cockroach and he runs away, and no, and then he's freaking out and pop out of the river and go back.
Lizzie, you skipped like 15 episodes.
Screw it, I had to do it.
Okay. So, I guess I'll have to summarize it by memory because I don't have my phone with me to.
Don't you have the Webtoon app on your phone?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have.
Yeah, I'm freaking using the freaking Webtoon app right now while I'm talking to you. That's how it is.
So far, what's happened is that David found a camera. Felix and David look at it. Crap file, computer based.
Then you go to school. Then you see this boy with fluffy hair. Then they invite their friends to go on the crime scene. Then what's it called? They almost die because of a hand. And then David has a dream. Then his sister points out that it was a shadow. And then
No one believes the little sister.
Hey, you're supposed to trust little kids. and then what's it called? They go to school, except for the little girl. and everybody goes to school. Then you see everybody else, and then you talk about the crime scene. Two of his friends go into the wrong class because on purpose, because why not? That's how high schoolers are nowadays. And what's it called? One of his friends fight with the MC, aka David or Cinnamon Roll. And then what's it called?
Lizzie,
He goes
you
home.
can use the names, don't worry. You can use all the names.
Shush. Was
Okay. Keep
he was
continue.
there. And then they have a little fight, and then he cries.
In the bathroom. That was a pretty sad episode. And then what basically happens is that Cody and David kind of make up. And then David goes home because he feels sick in a sense, and then Cody also goes home, but then a white van, and then Cody overhears what they're saying, and then Cody's like, oh gosh, I have to go save David. David goes home, he's inside, he gets scared because he hears noise at the bottom of the stairs, and he goes downstairs and realizes it's Felix, throws his slipper at Felix because he said that Felix scared him a lot.
So
And then
Felix
after
doesn't care
that,
about
things go
anything at all.
down.
Felix doesn't care about anything at all. What's he talking about?
After that, things go down basically, and yeah, we're gonna talk about that. So, Lizzie, do you want to talk about episode 20?
You mean that Cody looks
Is it the newest
the only
episode?
part that I can have in my memory after reading episode 20 is that last panel of that beautiful Cody. It's pure, it's handsome. I don't know anymore. Cody's older than me.
Lizzie, what did you think about the newest episode of Leyland's Curse?
I was panicking. Thank you very much. Now, I was telling my cousin, and he's like, "What are you? Why are you panicking?" I'm like, "Don't worry, I'm just coughing out my lungs out because I screamed too much."
I was reading it, and I got the update, and my mom and I were going from point A to point B, and I was in the car, and then suddenly my phone vibrates, and I'm like, Leyland's Curse! I've got to read Leyland's Curse! So I quickly go on my phone and I start reading. And then I'm like, sc it's like, I was screaming, but not that loud, okay? Because I am trying to not freak my mom out, okay? I'm like screaming, and my mom's like, what's wrong? Like, Mom, you don't understand! You don't understand!
You will never understand.
Like, you don't understand, Mom. This is sad. I want to cry, you know? And then my mom's confused. Then I start going on a tangent, like
Oh my God.
explaining everything, trying to explain to her without showing her the pictures or something. But it was an amazing episode. It brought back so many feels. It's like so many
Didn't you
feelings.
cry? You should have cried. Make us
Oh,
suffer.
it was
No wonder you don't want me to
sad.
be an assassin.
Do you think Felix has any guilt from what happened?
Of course he does. If he doesn't, might as well sue him.
Wait. Wait, what?
What?
Wait, okay. I think Felix is I think he feels guilty because of what the demon said. And if you read
Better.
what Felix said after he woke up, I think it was like quote unquote that dream again or something around that.
Let me check.
Does that mean he's had that dream several times already?
No, because the demon says like coming back again, so like yeah, maybe he's repassing his memories of that.
Because Felix
Look, he
kind
says
of
it right here. He says it right here. Oh my, look who is back. Revealing these memories again and again is painful, isn't it? That's what the demon
Yeah.
says.
He's like, must be pretty painful again. Must be pretty painful reliving
I
these.
swear the freaking demon looks it's gonna give me nightmares.
You know, Box of Fandoms, they just
Fucked.
posted the review, and one of my favorite, like, the funniest things for me was when they Box of Fandoms said, like, I didn't know the demon identified as a giraffe or something like that.
I mean, you can't really blame her because it literally that neck though. That neck is a long neck. Like, I'm telling you, that neck is long. Someone actually said in the theory chat that the demon's probably like a mix of people's fears, and that's why it looks so twisted.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense.
That's what I wrote to him.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense as to why the demon would look how it does. It's actually kind of scary if you think about it, because imagine just a demon that's your fears. That's scary, because what if you don't even know your own fear, and the demon just comes along and reveals your deepest fear or something?
Mm-hmm.
That must be pretty nice. Do you have, like, any of your own thoughts slash many hypotheses on the demon or what's going to happen next and things like that? You know, which episode is it? I think it's that one episode that has Felix all mad. He looks really mad. I could say a bad word and it would be appropriate for the way he looks, but I'm not going to.
Episode 4?
No. The other one that looks like episode 4. He looks... it's the fast pass one.
23?
I believe so. He looks so angry. Look at, like, if you look at his face, it's like...
He's pissed.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And I'm wondering, which one is it? Because it's either one, he's mad at David, or two, he knows about Cody or something and is angry at Cody for some reason. Mm. Or he's angry at the... at the kidnappers, you know? Sounds like something he would do. Imagine just Felix going up to the kidnappers or something and then, like, making an angry face and starts hitting them. Like, oh, I don't know why that thought crossed my mind. Okay, so any more comments on the newest episode?
That it almost made everybody cry.
I am pretty sure it did. It brought back so many feelings for the people who read delete, especially for the people who read delete beforehand. Like, it's not necessary to read delete. Nobody has to read it because as Isabel has stated,
Isaki said that she'll like put it in the story, but ask Felix and David. So.
Yeah, so it's not really necessary.
I was saying that Felix probably has a knife in episode 22 cover because he probably went back to his house and to see if David was still over there, and just wanted to himself, and he just has a little knife.
He has a little knife. The expression he's making.
Nice that, Felix, what are you talking?
The expression he's making, though, I can't tell if it's an expression of fear, like if someone's pointing a knife at him, or if it's like an expression of like he's angry at himself or something. It's kind of hard to tell.
It looks like he's something's pointing at him, but like I don't know anymore.
I'm kind of hoping that Felix is fine, like. I don't want to think about Felix being not okay. You know what I mean? Like, he's been through enough, and I feel kind of bad for him, but, you know. Oh, Felix, poor Felix. His reaction, though, when he realized that he was under the bridge, he was like, where's David? And starts looking everywhere, and I'm like, oh, he's really worried.
I want to see what people think when that one part with Neil.
With Neil? Neil?
I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Neil?
I seriously don't know how to pronounce it. I just say it Neil.
I always said Neil.
Neil.
Neil. Yeah. So Yeah, the newest episode brought back so many feelings from Delete. It's not necessary to read. So if you can't if you read, read it. Sorry? If you can't read it, you guys, it's fine. Don't worry. Delete fans, please don't spoil it.
There's a lot of people that already spoiled it, like, in the comic section when everybody was like, what's with the bridge?
I'm pretty sure, but I think it's better if we try not to spoil it. Okay, everyone? Please try not to spoil it. I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people here might know already. Because there's been a lot of hints and everything. Before this podcast started, I did put a spoiler warning. So if you're here and you haven't read Delete, it's not my fault anymore, okay? I warned you. I warned you guys that there was probably going to be Delete spoilers.
There's always Delete spoilers.
Yes, and if you're still here and you haven't read Delete and you're mad at us for spoiling Delete, not my fault, okay? Please, please do not get mad at us. I warned you guys. Okay, so, Lizzie, I hope you still remember a lot of English because we're going to end this thing with a Mad Libs, okay? So I'm going to stop the recording, invite you back, and we'll start the Mad Lib, okay?
All right. So what are we talking about?
Okay, so we're actually going to end this podcast with a Mad Lib. Lizzie, please keep this PG, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. Can you give me a name of a person from Leyland's Curse?
Toby.
Toby, yes. Okay. Okay, I need an adjective.
Fluff.
Fluff?
Fluff?
Fluff? Okay. I'm already loving this. I need another adjective.
Fluffy.
Another one, please.
Glasses.
Glasses isn't an adjective, Lizzie.
I forgot my adjectives, alright?
Adjectives are when you're describing something.
A nerd?
I don't like black or tall or shiny.
He's medium.
Medium. I mean, it kind of makes sense. What else? I need another adjective, please.
Brown hair.
That's funny. Okay, brown hair? Are you sure?
I mean, he does have brown hair. Am I blind?
No, wait. You know, you're just supposed to give me random words.
Okay, brown.
Brown? Okay, brown's fine. I need another name of a person that's not Thalia.
Eric.
Eric?
Eric. Okay. Say happy birthday to this stupid blonde bitch.
Oh, no. No. Okay. Another adjective.
He's stupid.
Okay. Another name of the person. No, wait. Unfortunately, blank is... Okay, never mind. It's, like, the same person. Okay. An adjective?
Blonde.
you don't get how funny this is. Okay. What's after that?
Tall.
Okay, I need a verb ending with ed.
A what? A verb?
A verb ending in ed. Like played or walked.
Used to be clevered.
No, another one, please.
Stupided.
Are you sure?
I can't think of one.
Okay. I guess that's a word now. I'm not sure if it's even the word. Okay. I
I've
need
invented a word called stupidity.
I need a
Stupidity.
okay. Stupidity. Okay. I need another verb ending in ed.
An ed.
Yeah, another one.
Used.
Used? That's not real. I guess it is a verb. Okay. I need a body part.
Body part.
Yes.
He's tall.
That's not a body part.
Arm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for making this PG. I need
No, wait, eyeball, eyeball, eyeball.
eyeball? Okay, that's gonna be interesting. I need a noun that's plural.
Stupid.
Na Stupid isn't a noun.
Yes, stupid describes him very much.
A noun isn't an adjective.
It's just another adjective.
No, a noun is a person, place, or thing. It can also be an idea.
Oh yeah. He lives at YouTube.
So YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
he's a YouTuber.
Okay. I need a noun.
Eric.
I need an adverb.
Adjective?
Okay, let's skip that one. I need a verb.
Let's see. He played it.
Played?
Played. Cause like
Okay.
he played the video.
Okay, so played. You know what a Mad Lib is?
Oh, what?
Okay. I'll explain what a Mad Lib is in a moment. Okay, because it seems that you have a bit of a wrong idea, but we'll get to there. I need a word that modifies played.
Played. Basketball.
No.
Play.
I'll put very, okay? I'll put more, okay? Or very or more, which one?
Don't know.
I'll do very, okay?
Okay.
I need another verb.
Recorded.
Okay. Recorded. Okay, I need like a cousin or an aunt, like which like what type of family member? Cousin, aunt, uncle. Hello? I need like pick one, like a cousin, aunt, uncle, brother.
I mean, his brother's dead.
Okay, just pick like a like the like a type of relative, a cousin, an aunt. Like pick like a cousin, aunt.
Don't think he, I don't, we never met any of his cousins.
Okay, I'll pick for you because you're lost. I should have explained what we were doing. Okay, give me a random name from someone from LC.
David.
Okay, so I realize that there's probably gonna be a lot of people who have no idea what a Mad Lib is. A Mad Lib is like kind of a paragraph, but it's missing words like adjectives and nouns. So what you're supposed to do is give me a random adjective and noun, and I'll just plug it in. And by the end of it, I'll read you what we have created.
Oh God.
So, does that explain what we were doing?
It doesn't at all. I'm telling you, I have I don't even think I have brain cells.
I'm pretty sure you do. Don't worry, okay? I'll read to you what we have created, and I'm kind of scared, okay?
A monstrosity?
I don't know. Okay. It says, "Dear Louise, I'm having a fluff time at camp. Is medium and the food is brown.
Oh my God.
I met Aaron and we became stupid friends. Unfortunately, Eric is blonde and I'm stupidly my earball. But we couldn't go used like everyone else. I need more YouTube and a Eric sharpener. So please."
You should post that. You should do it.
And a Eric sharpener, so please, very plain, more when you recorded back. Your aunt.
You should post that. You should post that on a meme.
I'll do that later, but this is great. Eric sharpener.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm telling you, you should post it on a Memo. Oh, God. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Okay, and it ends with your aunt, David.
Cinnamon roll?
Yes, the cinnamon roll. Okay.
Gold?
This is golden. This is great. The beginning is like, it's like
the beginning is so, oh my God, it's so good.
I think the middle part is the funniest part, especially with Eric Sharpener.
I need an Eric Sharpener.
I need an Eric Sharpener.
Do those even exist?
I don't know. Okay. I guess this concludes the podcast. Although I'd like to say really quickly to Isaka.
Reptile.
Sorry?
Reptile.
We're done with the Mad Lip, Lizzie.
Ah, oh, freak.
We'll do another one next time, okay? I promise.
Okay.
We'll do another one, okay?
Yeah.
I love these things. These are hilarious and it's great.
You post it on a Wemo. You okay?
Oh, I'm fine. So we'll wrap this up now. So thank you for joining us on our very first podcast. Although, this was an interesting ride. Did not expect to actually be able to do this. I like to tell Isaki that we all support her and will be by her side no matter what happens. And if she feels like she needs to take a break, it's okay because it happens. And I'm sure most of us have felt tired in the past before where we had to take a break because it's necessary for everyone. So I wish Isaki the best of luck, and I am very happy to be part of this community. And that's it.
Hope you feel better, Isaki.
Hope you feel better, Isaki.